Loving kindness meditation was first developed as an antidote to fear. And now, in our contemporary times, it's been found to be not only an antidote to fear, but also a great help for anger, confusion, and when our hearts feel closed. While we can do loving kindness meditation anywhere, anytime, walking, standing, sitting, waiting on the bus, standing in line, we can also do it formally for an extended period as we do now, as we will do now. We can also tag on a few loving kindness phrases to the beginning or the end of regular practice. Whether that be body scan or attention to breathing or body as a whole. So here's a beautiful quote to encourage us. Comes out of the Buddhist tradition. It's important to be aware, though, that some form of loving kindness practice or friendliness practice is a part of all wisdom traditions around the world. This is from the Buddha. And he said, "You can search the whole universe and not find a single being more worthy of love than yourself, since each and every person is so precious to themselves. Let the self-respecting harm no other being." So establishing ourselves in an erect and dignified posture, and yet making sure there's ease in the posture. Letting go of any tension as best you can. Typically at the jaw, eyes, forehead, neck, shoulders, all through the spine. Tight belly can happen too. And we can unawares be holding tension through our limbs. For a few moments, just to stabilize attention, let's bring our attention to that sense of the body sitting and the breath breathing itself. Feeling free to have 3 nice full inhales and exhales to help with that releasing, that letting go, that creation of some ease. And then letting the breathing settle and be however it is as we attend to it. And so allowing ourselves to move into the loving kindness phrases, and we'll do it in the traditional way. We'll begin with ourselves. And so it can be helpful if you have trouble being kind to yourself, to have an image of yourself as a young child, perhaps from a photograph of yourself when you were very, very little, infant, toddler. This helps to warm up our hearts to ourselves. can also help throughout the practice to place a hand over the heart area. We know from modern science that when we do this simple act, no matter who we are, our levels of oxytocin, our tend and befriend neurohormone, rise. These levels rise, and this is a huge help. The arm or the hand gets tired, you can switch hands and you can, you know, just put it down periodically and then bring the hand back. And so, beginning with a sense of ourselves, and I will use I, the pronoun I, but if you find it hard to express these good wishes towards yourself, you can switch it to you, holding in mind that image of yourself as a young child, and perhaps having a sense that someone you trust is sending you these good wishes. Could be someone you know, someone who's loved you, or even some kind of well-known benevolent being or sense of a deity, if that works for you. So holding ourselves in mind, may I be filled with loving kindness, friendliness towards myself, goodwill. May I be safe. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. Noticing how this lands in the heart and the body, and you may find it helpful to have a sense of the breath through the heart area, through the chest. May I be healthy. May I be healthy and strong in my body. Repeating the phrases silently to yourself, modifying them as you may need to. May I be healing. May I have as much energy as is possible. May I be well. Feeling the breath through the heart area. And holding with goodwill whatever is arising. So warming up of the heart can happen, but also awkward feelings, bored feelings, upset, tears, anger, irritation. These feelings can happen as we engage this practice. It's not a mistake. You're not doing anything wrong. Rather, the practice is showing what's happening in your heart, mind, body. So as best you can, hold it with goodwill. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be happy. All beings want to be happy. In some shape or form, from the mosquito to the human and all in between. May I be happy. May I be peaceful, happy, and free in my heart and mind. May I be happy. Feeling the breath through the heart area. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. May I joyfully care for myself with grace and ease. So simply repeating the phrases silently to yourself. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I live with ease. And when attention wanders, just notice it and just let it be, the thinking, the different emotions, not pushing any experience away, holding it in a heart of loving kindness, and yet continuing on with the phrases as you are able. If at any point you feel emotionally overwhelmed, then just drop the phrases for a short while. Feel the body, feel the breath, maybe open the eyes, take in other senses, vision, hearing. And when you feel a little more stable and relaxed, then you can return to the phrases. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I live with ease. And so it helps to extend the circle of care outwards to other beings, to loved ones, benefactors, neutral people, difficult people, and outwards to all beings. Let's bring our attention now to someone who's been a benefactor, someone who's been kind to us. Could be someone currently in your life, could be someone from the past, someone alive, someone not alive, could be a pet. Holding the benefactor in your mind's eye as best you can, sensing or visualizing him or her. Notice how you wish well for this one. The natural outpouring of the heart to wish well for those who've been kind to us, even in some small way. Doesn't have to be a big one. And again with the phrases, may my benefactor be filled with loving kindness, friendliness towards him or herself. May my benefactor be safe. Safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May my benefactor be healthy. Healthy, healing, strong in the body. And if your benefactor is no longer with us, then it's a sense of how it would have been. Remembering that this is a practice not to really change other people or beings, but rather to affect ourselves, to incline our own hearts and minds in the direction of loving kindness, of goodwill, friendliness. May my benefactor be healthy. Healthy and strong of body. May my benefactor be happy, peaceful, happy, and free in heart and mind. May my benefactor live with ease. May he or she joyfully care for him or herself with grace and ease. Ease. So being aware of how this all sits with you, the effect on the heart, the body, the mind. And let's extend loving kindness now outwards to those that are in our circle, perhaps everyone here today and those who aren't here today, bringing into the circle of care and goodwill, family members, friends, pets, neighbors. And as you feel inclined, extending that goodwill outwards to all beings, the creeping and the crawling, the swimming, the flying, the stomping, the slithering. As you feel inclined, outwards to all beings, perhaps aware of those who may be suffering elsewhere on the planet, perhaps even a sense of the planet as a whole, as an entity. Remembering that view from space of our beautiful blue planet. May all beings be filled with loving kindness, friendliness towards themselves and one another. May all beings be safe. May all beings be safe. Letting go of any illogic around that. It's the well-wishing that's important here. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy, healthy and strong of body. May all beings be happy, peaceful, happy, and free in their hearts and minds. And may all beings live with ease. May they all joyfully care for themselves with grace and ease. So just noticing how this feels. Check in with the body. Check in with the heart, the emotions. And check in with the mind. Letting attention now return to a sense of breathing. And I'm just going to finish off this practice with a reading from Martin Luther King Jr. In a real sense, all life is interrelated. All persons are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And you can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality.